The guest of honor was a girl. She looked to be in her 20s, pretty brunette with big blue eyes. She was naked save for the contusions, abrasions, lacerations, and the dog collar around her neck. The evening's entertainment was blind man's bluff. Only the girl wasn't wearing a blindfold. Her hands reached out sightlessly before her, while what I assumed were the true sons and daughters of Ged laughed. She was blind. I remembered what Ted had told me about anyone who saw the beam had gotten their retinas burned out. Ebony and Ivory both had cigars. The girl recoiled as Ebony blew smoke in her face. As she backed up, Ivory took a couple of quick puffs to get the cigar's cherry going, and he goosed her with it way down low. The girl fell. You don't want to know the kind of thoughts that rose up in me. This is your idea of a hot Saturday night, kids? Let me show you mine. I kept my shit under control and finished my walk around the perimeter. Two more sentries in a car blocked the lodge's front gate. Four motorcycles, two were hogs, two dirt bikes, and a 2018 Ford F-150 Raptor pickup and poor man's paint store camouflage sat parked in the lot. I dropped to my heels in the dark. I lurked. I asked myself questions. Was this a good idea? There would be repercussions. They were stripping entire neighborhoods and sending the spoils back by the truckload. Alice was right. That implied organization, and a large one. There was every reason to believe this was Ged's march to the sea. Did any of that matter? I thought about the blind girl. I thought about some helpless people I'd known in the past, one of which had been me. Fuck yes, this was going down.
Turn the music up, Ged heads.
I swapped out the dual-purpose grenade for an anti-personnel round.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
I went around to the kitchen door. It took a knife and 10 seconds to breach security. I ran a sweep through the lodge, room by room. Everyone in residence was enjoying the Viking invader fun and games in the ballroom. I couldn't afford a firefight. I really couldn't afford to let any of them get off a shot. This was gonna have to be done up close and personal at 6-1 odds, but they were at zero situational awareness, and the music was blaring. I flicked the selector to full auto and walked in shooting. I shot Ebony and Ivory first because they were standing. Their leader started to rise and sat back down with three in the back of the head. Then it got dicey. The girl rose and drew her 45 faster than anyone I'd ever seen. If I'd blinked, I would have died in the dark, but I had the drop on her. My burst sent her pistol and a couple of her fingers spinning away. Skinny guy made it to his feet, but his rifle was leaned against a table. He got one hand on it. My first burst spun him, and my second put him down. Fat ass was not proficient at vaulting out of low couches. My first burst hit him in the back. He managed to put a hand on the back of the couch and draw a pistol as my second burst hit him in the chest and shoulder. That slowed him way down, and my third burst put two in his chest and a flyer hit him in the throat. My carbine racked open on a smoking, empty chamber. Fat ass collapsed. Miss Quick Draw Mageddon was on her feet. Her right forefinger and most of her middle were gone. Blood poured down the right side of her face. She drew that great big Bowie knife with her left hand, like she did it every day. I shook my head.
Drop it.
I never liked killing women. Plus, I had questions. She was full patch Gedhead. She had answers.
Shot your clip, fuckface.
The great big blade glittered in the work lights.
Now we're gonna Armageddon it.
Armageddon it? Okay, sons of Ged, Armageddon it. Got it. I shook my head a final time.
I'll let you live. Last chance.
She grinned at me. Despite the hate and blood, she had a beautiful smile.
Yeah!
Then she moved. She was snake strike fast. She took the anti-personnel grenade's number 4 buckshot in a pattern that would fit in a tea saucer. Everything above her lower lip went flying back in a wet cloud. Her heart's last disconnected beats gushed and spurted all over the floor. I stared down at her corpse. I watched the spreading pool. I'd killed women. Call me sexist, but it always left me queasy. I reloaded. I shucked a fresh grenade into the launcher. I looked at the mostly headless, true daughter of Ged and couldn't help seeing Line lying naked on my bathroom tiles with the top of her skull opened to the recessed lighting. I threw up until every last bit of undigested sardine was gone, and then I threw up bile. Hadn't done that in a long time. I straightened up, shaking like a dog. There was a bottle of shitty tequila close to hand, and I took a big swig. I swished it between my teeth until it burned out the taste of puke. I followed that with a big slug. Suck on that, Benedict Arnold Belly. I had shit to attend to. There were still 6 sentries. The blind girl huddled on the floor, awaiting whatever new horror was about to befall her. I took a knee beside her. Hey.
Who's there?
Me. I'm on your side. They're all dead.
All of them?
Yeah.
Including the girl?
I was glad she couldn't see the look on my face.
Yeah.
She was the worst.
It was terrifying to see the 1,000-yard stare on a blind person.
And her sister.
I didn't want to imagine.
They like cutting.
I changed the subject.
Are you local?
I don't know.
She shook her head helplessly.
Where am I now?
You're in Agoura Hills, by the lake.
I'm from Oak Park. They brought me along for...
Oak Park was north of Agoura Hills. I was getting a feeling the Ventura Corridor through the Santa Monica Mountains was the Sons of Ged's happy hunting grounds.
What's your name?
Penny.
Penny, my name is Frame. I need you to be quiet like a mouse.
I removed Penny's dog collar. The flesh of her throat was raw and torn underneath. She'd been yanked around a lot. Among the burns and welts, I saw she had been branded on her left shoulder with the letters V-A-E.
Who are these assholes again?
The Sons of Ged.
I found Penny's clothes piled in the corner and stashed her in one of the suites. I went out and killed the sentries. 6 lookouts, 6 bursts. I stood over the dead bridge sentries and stared up into the light show. The sun would be rising soon. The sun always rose too soon, and night always fell too fast these days. My nice, quiet recon had turned into a massacre. You got invested again, Framo. And what does that ever get you? Fucked.